Tsunami. Online feature article. Open an atlas to a map of any continent in the world, and there is a good chance that Kira Coonley has been there. This young American is a global traveler. One of her most memorable travel experiences took place in Asia. In 2004, Coonley traveled through Thailand. She started out in the northern part of the country, where she stayed in the crowded city of Chiang Mai. In this Asian city, she looked different from the people around her because of her American origin. Coonley tried to blend in, eating the spicy foods and speaking Thai. However, she felt that her identity would always restrict her to the status of a foreigner. That December, Coonley journeyed to the southern part of Thailand. She traveled by boat and overnight bus, then made a trek on foot to Tonsai Beach for the restful last part of her trip. One morning, Coonley felt a gentle tremor. Everything around her seemed normal, though. Workers had begun their day, store owners were opening their shops, beachgoers were setting out towels as usual, ready to retire in the sand for a few hours in the sun. At breakfast, Coonley saw the tide recede very rapidly. Suddenly, an enormous wave appeared and swept away everything in its path. It was a tsunami. Coonley and others quickly ran to higher ground for safety. They had no idea of how much destruction they would witness in the low-lying area below. The survivors of the tsunami comforted each other. They had been strangers before. Now they were united in their shock and grief. Kira Coonley's experience would enable her to understand that, in times of disaster and pain, differences among people don't mean anything. Days later, she left the Eastern Hemisphere and went home. Yet, within 2 weeks, she was airborne once again, returning to Thailand. She wanted to help rebuild the country that was so devastated by the tsunami.